on May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
Used to be. When someone wronged me, I would go out of my way to retaliate and make them pay. I've never had anyone killed or anything like that. Most chumps are dumb, and dumb chumps make stupid decisions. Me included. We offend people without money every day.
Why?
Here on this show.
Don't do that. Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, Megan Weaver apologizes for her part in the desert drama with Heather McDonald, and later, Tracy Bregman tells us about her replacement Emmy and 40 years of Lauren Fenmore's escapades. Tracy, why has it taken 3 years to get you back on the show? I mean, you have made me work for it. I have chased you for 3 years.
You know, I finally got to this age and decided to make men work for it.
I mean, Jesus.
Starting with you.
God. I don't think I have chased any other person as much as I have Tracy?
Literally, no.
And then it becomes a game. It really does. And I'm like, and then I just feel so pathetic because I'm like, when are you coming back from Nashville? You're going to be, it's just so sad.
Hit me up when you're in town.
But look, we're back together now and it's going to be sweet.
We are back together. Yes. I mean, you clearly just love doing this show.
I do.
Because you're on so often.
No, I love doing this show.
A regular.
Well, you know.
Congratulations. You are, first of all, you're celebrating your 40th year on Young and Restless,
right.
Which is, I mean, talk about job security.
Wow. Well, and the funny thing is I have that actor's mentality of, am I going to work again? You know, like my dates end tomorrow and I don't have new dates for a couple weeks. And
you
I'm like,
still have
maybe
that
this is it.
40 years?
Yeah.
I mean, I would think like after year 16, you're like, I'm good. We've got job security.
No, because then you never know, you know, hopefully our show gets renewed. Hopefully they want to still see me on television. Hopefully they have story. You never know. So literally, I'm, you know, that neurotic actress. This could be it.
It's incredible. And you have not aged a day.
No,
God
she has
bless
not.
You.
Gorgeous.
Thank
I mean,
you.
And if you guys check out my Instagram photos of Tracy, she really looks like that in person. It's
true.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely.
God
it is
bless you.
I don't know what you're doing, but I wish you would share your secrets. So you know, being on Young and Restless for 40 years, being involved in this, I mean, it's one of the longest running.
Right.
Soap operas.
50th anniversary starting today.
You have lived all of the drama. All
yes.
of it.
Which is where
You're
I
no
prefer
stranger.
My drama.
You're no stranger to it.
I am no stranger to it, but I prefer my drama on television.
We prefer our drama in person. And there has been a lot of drama. You have been downloaded on what
yes.
happened over the weekend. Megan, this is your first appearance since the alleged brutal attack of Heather McDonald. And we're all curious what your take is on all of this. First of all, maybe set the stage, like, where were you? When was this? Who was present? Was there alcohol involved? Did you eat? You know, all those questions. Could you answer all of them, please?
I can. I can try to. I can do the best that I possibly can. I just want to say I don't really have a my side of the story. You know, I think we all heard what happened, and Heather's account was pretty accurate. You know,
okay.
It wasn't entirely accurate, but I think you get the gist of what happened that night. And it wasn't pretty, and I take full accountability for my part in it.
Where were you?
And I'm very, very... we were at Rick and Kelly's Desert House,
okay.
Pickleball Party Town.
Yeah, .com.
.com.
You wanna
and
rent it?
It was myself and Heather and her sister Shannon. Stu was there, as Rick and Kelly and Ben were there.
Okay.
You know, I have a lot of feelings surrounding what happened. I think that, you know, I reached out to Heather personally. It wasn't on the timeline that she was expecting,
mm-hmm.
and I have feelings about that too. I mean, I have the text if you want me to read it. I can read it. I feel like it helps you understand where my regret is and my, you know, and my stance on this.
So what happened was, you guys are all hanging out, you're drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's drugs involved. I have no idea.
No.
Okay, I was just asking. And then was there food?
Alcohol's a drug.
Was there food?
I didn't eat a lot of food.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you've been on Manjaro.
I have been on Manjaro.
Okay. And then what time was this?
It was about like just evening time. So it just gotten dark. And...
Day drinking? A lot of day drinking?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Okay. I'm not going to lie about that. Yes, there was.
And then something, for whatever, started an argument between you and Heather. Now, tell me if this is true. Was there screaming back and forth?
I don't think that there was screaming.
Okay.
I think that I was insensitive and I was harsh. I think that could be interpreted as a loud scream. You know, I think I kept my voice down, but what came out was very insensitive and harsh.
And had it been a long time coming where there were clearly like bottled up resentments?
I think I was just carrying things within me that if I had not been drinking, if it hadn't been, you know, a long day, I would have maybe addressed in a different manner or not at all. You know, and I think that it bubbled up and it came out, and it came out in the wrong place, the wrong setting, the wrong time, the wrong way.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I regret all of that.
I'm going to say I'm a professional apologizer. I've done many, many apology
yes,
tours.
Right.
And it's nice not to have to, for the once, you know, being just I'm not a participant. I'm just a bystander.
Yeah.
I will say. Before, I know that you ended up sending Heather a text, I think, yesterday.
Yeah.
I hope that you didn't do a stew apology, which is, I'm sorry I did that. But if you didn't say that, I wouldn't have said that.
No, I don't
so, think so. Because that's not really an
apology.
But
that's also not how I feel, you know? I feel how I feel about what my part in it was. And I take accountability for what I did. And that's where... That's where I feel the regret. It's not from what, you know, anything else that's happened as a fallout. I feel bad for the collateral damage that is you and Rick and Kelly and Stu and Shannon, her sister, and my children for a mistake that I made. And I feel very, very sad about that and sorry that that happened. But that's not where my feelings are coming from. My feelings are coming from where I went wrong.
Okay.
And that's where what I wrote her, I thought, you know, I was very clear about, you know, the shame and the regret I felt about how I handled myself.
Yeah.
So
I might have given you bad advice. I don't know. Because I said to wait to apologize until things calmed down. But you have to do what's right for you.
I went with my instinct. And my instinct was I felt that I wanted to tell her how I was really feeling and that maybe I waited too long. But I process things differently. There are some people who want to, you know, get it all out and have a conversation immediately. I tend, and this has happened with you and I, Jeff, where mm-hmm. I tend to hold it in and wait on it and think about it and try and get some clarity around it. And that's what I was doing. And that was probably a mistake. You know, I probably should have cleared it up right away. But I just needed to get my head clear. And, you know, I do say to her that I think that I had some fear around apologizing. I'll read it to you guys.
Okay. So this is the text you sent to Heather McDonald yesterday.
Yes, yesterday at noon. It said, Heather, I want to start by saying that I deeply apologize for what happened on Saturday night. I regret the way I delivered my feelings to you in every way. I was insensitive and harsh. I had some feelings bubbling up towards you and I didn't express them properly. I had every intention of apologizing to you the next day. I needed some time to think about what I was going to say. That's how I process things. I felt a lot of regret and wanted to get clear on how to express that to you. I think I was scared. Then I heard that you had made this public and I was upset that it went there. I didn't know what to do. Then your listeners began saying awful and threatening things to me. I thought maybe laying low would be best until we had a conversation privately. I wish I would have reached out to you sooner, but I hadn't figured out a way to gather my feelings and express my deepest regret properly. I'm truly sorry for what happened. I hope we can move past this in a mutually respectful way. If you want to talk privately, just the two of us, I'd like that. That's
nice.
How I feel. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I don't want to, you know, get into the fallout of it. You know, just apologize to the people who became a part of it because of what I did.
I mean, I sure became a part of it. I didn't need to be involved. I wasn't even there.
I'm
I wasn't
so
even
sorry,
there.
Jeff. I'm so sorry.
I'm canceling my subscription.
Jesus. Yeah. And you know what? Yesterday I made a mistake because I think, so my birthday's tomorrow. And
happy birthday.
Thank you. A few of us are getting together for drinks. Mm-hmm. And Heather is also my good friend. So I'm kind of put in the middle. And I just didn't want drama tomorrow. So I was not going to invite Heather. And I realized that that was sending a message that I was taking sides. And I don't want to take sides. So I did call Heather yesterday. Well, I talked to her on the phone and then you sent the information.
Yeah.
But I did invite her to my birthday yesterday because I don't want to take sides. But I'd also like to profit from this personally. So if any of you want to pre-order your Team Megan or Team Heather t-shirts now, go to jefflewismerch.com. Heather, when I did speak to Heather yesterday, she said, hey, I received an apology text from Megan. It didn't sound to me like she's really ready to receive that.
It didn't sound like that to me either.
Yeah, and so she sent it to me and she gave me permission to read it. But I mean, it's kind of long, but God, it's like a live read. It's so long.
I know.
So she said, Megan, please be aware. I said on my public Juicy Scoop podcast, which dropped on Tuesday, 12 a.m., to please not leave comments on anyone's social. I wish you would have disabled your comments. Also, now that you are a public figure, I strongly suggest you make your kids' IG private. I'm sorry for any hurtful words you received. I would not want that for anyone. Okay, that's nice.
Well, it's actually saying it's my fault that I left my comments on, and it's my fault that, you know, but okay.
Okay. Kelly said in her YouTube that, Kelly Dot, that you were annoyed that I did not ask your son more questions. I was listening to him, which I retained the info about his girlfriend and his driving. I do not recall you interviewing my son at NASCAR. Was there something about you not, her not showing interest in your kids?
No, it was just that my son was sitting kind of right between us, and I just felt that, you know, she was a little bit dismissive of him. It wasn't a big deal. I mean, it's okay. It was, you don't have to talk to all the kids. It happened and I felt some way about it. It's one of the things that was, you know, that I was holding on to.
This is what struck me as potentially incorrect. I now know that you have been bad-mouthing me to people as far back as March of 2022. So this campaign against me made it that I could not do anything right. I talk too much on the show, but then I don't talk enough to your son. So I, you know, as your friend, I don't think there's I wasn't aware of any campaign.
I mean, if I was going to talk about somebody, I think I would tell you about it. You know,
I didn't know until recently.
That didn't make any sense to me either.
Saturday, you told me Juicy Scoop got you through a scary drive, and then I told you to take your daughter to Taylor Swift, your billionaire friend Shannon, helped you write the text, get out of the sound bath. She helped you write a text.
Yeah, they were both very helpful.
Minutes later, you went on to attack my character and morals, ending with, I don't even like you and we don't have to be friends. How did that happen? Like, how did we get to that?
I think that, like I said, I had some feelings that were bubbling up. I think that, you know, the my emotions got away with me, you know, from me, and the alcohol didn't help. And it started out as, you know, sort of a conversation about how I was feeling. And then it just quickly escalated into something bigger. And it was almost like a runaway train with me at that point. And, you know, and that's where I feel, you know, a lot of shame. I feel very badly.
This was a dig, which I didn't love. It's a shame you didn't pursue acting because you'd win an Oscar for your performance with me the last 2 years. All of our text exchanges are that of good friends who occasionally work together. So that's where I'm like, oh, okay, you're angry. Mm-hmm. You know, I will remain friends with Jeff and we can coexist in his presence at future social gatherings. I pray you never do this to another person.
Mm-hmm.
That's also kind of, you know, not right. So nice.
So she wasn't very receptive.
Well, yeah, it doesn't sound like it. Mm-mm. But maybe later, you know.
Yeah,
who
you
knows?
Never know.
What would Lauren Fenmore do in a situation like this?
Well, first of all, she would dress you in something fabulous to have this conversation.
Oh.
Hello. We'd go to Fenmore.
We missed that.
Yes.
We'd go shopping first.
What were they wearing?
What were they wearing is what I want to know. But let me ask you, did what you said to her, do you mean that? Or
I do. I wouldn't be, you know, I do.
Right. No, but I mean what you said to her that's caused all this. Are these...
Oh, there
really,
were some... There
is
were,
that truth?
Yeah, there were a couple of things that I really... do what I was feeling, actually, genuinely. Unfortunately, it came out the wrong way. Or maybe it shouldn't have come out at all. Maybe it's something that I should just carried and just tried to maybe coexist. And I just, for some reason, it came out. So, you know, and a lot of it I regret saying at all.
Right.
Some of it I regret the way I presented
you presented it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what went
down.
Yeah,
and I don't want to get into it.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
But because it depends on what you want to repair and what kind of relationship you want is how you go forward. Too.
Amy, who's a regular listener, she scheduled a fake meeting today at work because she wanted to listen in real time.
Shout out, Amy.
Yeah. Amazing. So, yes, absolutely. We encourage you to lie to your employer. Yeah. Schedule fake meetings so you can listen to Jeff Lewis live in real time.
I think Paul's on the picket lines right now listening.
He's playing it
really?
For the teacher's
sake. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Now, we do have, I think Kelly Dodd was a witness to the alleged attack. I believe that she is live. Are you in Indian Wells? Are you at the pickleballpartyhouse.com?
Yes, we are. We are here live and well. This would be the next reality show in this house, like Summer House, but this is
Good morning, Jeff. We believe that we have now the sizzle reel that we need to pitch the pickleball reality show.
We've actually benefited from this fight.
Thank you, Megan. Blowing up.
Our YouTube is blowing up. We've got 1,500 new subscribers.
got 74,000 views on Tuesday to our show where we talked about this incident, which is by far the most watched Daily Smash on our YouTube history.
It's incredible how we've all been able to profit from this tragedy.
Great.
I mean, the t-shirts
really
are just flying off the shelves. Oh, sorry,
I'm
Megan.
I feel bad for both of them. They're both my friends. I'm not picking sides, but when I saw Megan crying at my house, I said, "Hey, we got to get together. I got it. I'm a head of the sorority for the chumps, and we were just hazing Heather. That's what I said. Let's just say that we were hazing Heather to see if she's chump worthy and see if she's going to pass. I don't think." Megan liked that very much.
So you guys witnessed it. Were you there, or were you? I hear you guys were in the kitchen, perhaps. And what was Chef Stu involvement in all of this?
Well, I was out there for a second, and I'm like, let's go get in the hot tub. So I ran into the hot tub, or get my bathing suit on. Then I walked back outside. I walked back outside. I saw crying. I saw Heather crying, and I saw Megan crying. They were both crying. I didn't hear any yelling. I didn't hear any screaming. And then I heard the sister go, "This is good. This is cathartic. This is, you know, things are progressing." So I thought, oh shit. Then, you know, everybody was hungry. So I came back into the kitchen to make a cheese plate. And when I went to walk in to make a cheese plate.
I'm going to remember that when things get tough. Make a cheese plate.
Yeah. People, you know, we're drinking a lot. And we need sustenance. So I said, come on, Shu, you're the chef. Help me over here. I'm making him breakfast. I'm like, so he came with me. And then that's when Heather came in crying hysterically, saying what Megan said. And we felt terrible.
Can I interject? I was also a witness to the initial confrontation. I was outside by the fire pit where the two of them were talking, where Megan decided to share her feelings with Heather. And it was relatively calm, but, you know, Megan was very direct and was very honest to Heather. And the two of them were crying. And at some point, I was a little uncomfortable with it. And I felt like it wasn't my place to just sit here and listen to these two women hashing it out. So I also got up and went inside.
And had some of the cheese plate.
I did imbibe in the cheese plate as well as more tequila. And then at some point, probably 15 minutes later, I mean, it went on for a while. Heather came in and she was very upset. Yeah. She was sobbing. And that's when Kelly started talking to her and trying to calm her down.
And she's like, no, I got an Uber. And she took off.
Yeah.
By the way, does anyone ever like just draw attention to the fact that Chef Stu is the only chef that doesn't cook ever?
He wasn't making the cheese plate.
Doesn't do shit.
Oh, yeah.
I made him breakfast. I made the morning for him.
I was thinking to myself, the guy's staying in our house. Shouldn't he be cooking for us?
Yeah, that's what I say.
You guys were great hosts.
I'm always ordering food because he doesn't cook.
Then I cut him. Break, you know, I figure that's his job. He doesn't want to work on the weekend, so
he just doesn't want to work. Period. He doesn't want to work during the week.
I do want to say, Rick and Kelly, and we've talked privately about this. I do want to apologize for, you know, my actions and for it taking place at your house.
Sounds like they're making a lot of money from it.
I guess, but I did.
Don't be sorry. We're cashing
out. Don't be sorry. But I am. I really am. It was the wrong time and place for sure.
You know what? We like to think Pickleball Party Town has a great vibe, and
it
you know goes here.
What so, happens now, Rick? If somebody, Rick, if there is a listener that wants to be there at the scene of the crime and maybe spend a month there in that beautiful house, where do they go?
They can go to picklepartyhouse.com with links to Airbnb and VRBO and photos of the property.
And also
the bedrooms and beyond. And if you want our own custom pickleballs and paddles, you can go to pickleball.store
and also
order your own custom pickleball paddles and balls.
Now, Rick, if they use code Jeff, what percentage do they get off a month's stay?
10%?
5%. Okay. And also, Shane, you got a new book out, right?
Yeah, it's you can read about the Heather and Megan dispute in Chasing Catastrophe. If you're going to stay at Pickleball Party House, you can read it by the pool.
Honestly, I think Shane has promoted my book more than I have.
All right, well, thanks for calling, guys. I'll let you go back to counting all your money.
Do it again. Do it again.
Rematch this weekend.
We did encourage Megan to apologize the next day. We thought it was appropriate that she reach out to Heather the next morning. And I understand Megan said she needed some time. And I also told her I respected her being honest and about her feelings. But we all sort of felt like maybe she went a little bit too far.
Yeah, and I regret not you know, reaching out that morning as well. I just felt like I needed a minute to really collect what I was going to say and be sincere about it and really be heartfelt. And it just, I wasn't ready. And I think I was scared of the conversation.
Well, I know you guys have a pickleball match today at pickleballpartyhouse.com.
Yes, they do.
We'll leave you to it. Have a great day. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye. Happy birthday, Jeff.
Thank you.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Clarify this for me, because maybe it's my memory, but I thought you lost your Emmy in the fire, and I thought that was more devastating than anything, you losing the Emmy. Did it burn?
It got destroyed. Yeah, I mean, literally destroyed. And on the talk a few weeks ago for my 40th anniversary, I mean, talk about a moment in your whole life where literally I'm still having trouble wrapping my brain around it. CBS, Sony, The Young and the Restless, the talk. Everyone came together and replaced my Emmy. Aww. And my TV husband presented it to me in a moment that goes down in history in one of the great moments of my life.
So in the future, you know, hopefully you never have to go through this again.
Yeah.
But if there is a fire, what are you going to grab?
Well,
the Emmy.
That, yeah. Yeah, that. I mean, for me, the hardest thing was losing, you know, the journals I wrote to my kids. But
forget about the baby pictures. Yeah. You worked so hard for that Emmy.
Girl.
Okay, so when I read that story, it was amazing. And I thought to myself, wait a minute. Didn't she save that Emmy? That bitch lied so she could have two Emmys. And I bet if we go to that... I bet if we go to that Nashville house, I bet there's two Emmys there.
She's like, oh, yeah, I have two. I've always had two. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, don't you need a West Coast and an East Coast one? Yeah.
She keeps one in the barn and one in the house.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so the first one was indeed damaged. Did you have to return that, or did you glue it back together and put it somewhere else in the house?
No, it is destroyed. It is destroyed. So my one and only is the one they gave me, and I'm afraid to ship it now. I'm afraid to take it anyway, and I can't exactly carry it on.
I would. I'd carry it on the plane. I could carry it right through the airport.
I'd put it on top of my tray.
Shameless.
You know, when I won it, I actually carried it back in my purse.
Took it out of security.
Right. So, and it did. It had to go through TSA. No way.
Is there a special line for
right,
the awards?
Exactly.
Or?
Yes. Okay. Well, Megan now is an Oscar-winning actress.
I am.
You know what it's like to travel with an award.
Absolutely. It's very heavy.
That was a great speech. Honestly, you should get the Emmy.
Oh, geez.
Can you give her your Emmy? I honestly...
No, I worked too long for that.
You should go on The Young and Restless, Megan.
Maybe
you
I
could.
Will.
You could.
Wow.
Oh, God.
The 50th anniversary of Young and Restless, again, one of the longest-running soaps in history. The party was last Friday.
Yes.
How crazy was it to see like all these actors from the past that you've worked with?
It was so incredible because I'm your introvert extrovert. I mean, there's nothing more horrifying to me than having to go to a big party.
Mm.
I'm great at a dinner party.
I didn't
party.
Know that about you.
A lot of people don't know that about me. And I'm great at a dinner party with nine people I don't know. I'll know everybody. You put me in a huge party situation, I'm like, holy hell.
Overwhelming for
you. Yeah, my thing is, here. There's the entrance, there's the exit. The game is getting from the entrance to the exit in the shortest amount of time, and then we're out.
Do you have anxiety around big crowds like that?
It's not, I don't know. Maybe it is anxiety. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. It's just that, you know, the shallow conversation, and then I always feel rude when I'm talking to you, and then someone else comes up, and then you get turned.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know.
It's hard to navigate.
It's very hard to navigate, because I like to have connected conversation, and that's not how that works. But I had the best time ever at this party seeing everyone. So I was like, maybe I'm healed. Maybe I'm over this. Maybe I can do this and it's okay. It was incredible.
When
so
you
fun.
Have all those good-looking people in one room, nobody eats.
I didn't eat.
Well duh, there we go.
Honestly.
That tracks.
I was shocked. I was like, I didn't even have a morsel of food. By the way, where was the food? I never even got
it's
to that
It's a waste
section.
Of money. They're not going to put food out because none
really
of you eat
funny.
It.
No, but I did see plates. I just didn't get
empty
that.
Plates.
Empty plates. It was ice. Ice and Ozempic.
Yes, cheese I'll plates. Have a glass of ice and an empty plate.
I've complained about this before over and over and over. You never want to get in a room with a bunch of actors with an open mic. Were there long speeches?
No, everybody was fabulous. No, I'm telling you, it was
You're
the most
You're so diplomatic.
No. It was the perfect night. It literally was the perfect night.
Did people get up and say shit?
There were specific people that got up.
Okay.
And they were...
Quick.
They did their thing, and then we went back to the dancing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Dancing. Yeah. And
That's
talking.
Fun.
Yeah, it was so great to see everybody, you know.
Do you remember when we did that Jeff Lewis live event and Doug was supposed to do a quick introduction and it was supposed to be like a minute and a half and he was up there for 15
Six minutes.
And we were like literally blinking the lights, screaming, slamming doors, like get the fuck off the stage.
I think those were early days.
Yeah.
But he learned.
Yeah. So, but you've witnessed that before. Like you go to a wedding. It's like, hey, if anyone wants to come up and say anything.
And then you're like, no.
And it's a room full of actors.
Yeah. You're like, get the mic out.
Yep. You got to unplug it. You got to unplug it.
Exactly. Where's a hook?
You just got to. All right. So I did want to ask you.
Yes.
Because being on a soap opera See, I used to, like, in college, I would go to class and I would come home.
Or
and
would you skip class?
Or skip class. Yep. I'd buy the Cliff Notes.
General
whatever,
Hospital,
whatever.
Young and the Restless. Those are my two.
Same.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
And my mom used to watch. She was a big Young and Restless fan. And I would sometimes watch it with her. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a bonding thing. But at 40 years of doing this,
yes,
I just have to ask you a few questions.
Oh, yes.
Some of the things that happened to you. So how many times have you been married?
Only three. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow. It's respectable.
That is. I can't believe that. Only three.
Yes. I'm shocked myself.
Okay.
There was a bartender in my last...
Oh, in the same with Jeff.
Yeah, that was my last pause.
Did you
my last pause
bartender?
Was Stu. He was hot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mine was too. We have so much in common, Jeff.
Have you ever been kidnapped?
Yes.
Once? Or more than once?
I'm sure it's... No, I've been... Oh, several times.
Oh, you've been kidnapped more than once.
Yes. And there's a lot of duct tape.
Oh, okay.
I have had a lot of duct tape in my past. Let's just say that.
Okay, now you said you've been buried alive.
Yes. How many people have you said that to that said, yes?
Okay, and you were also, you said, were you locked in a cage?
Locked in a cage with Don Diamont, which was not bad.
Okay, and then was asking.
Have you guys seen Don Diamont? Not bad.
No, can we look him up, please?
Yeah. Him up. Not bad.
Okay, I notice a lot of times in these soap operas, there's like, they have twins.
Yes, twins.
You had twins?
Yes! I didn't have twins, I was twins.
Okay, so you were the twins.
Right.
And then you, an evil twin and a good twin, or
right,
how did that work?
It was Lauren, and then someone who had plastic surgery to look like me, and then infiltrate my life.
Wow.
Yeah, so I got to play both. One. And what I thought was a great idea, one had straight hair, one had curly hair. After like week one, I was like, what on earth was I thinking? We all should have had the same hair.
Yeah. Were you ever in a car accident?
Not a car accident.
Okay. Any other major accident?
Plane.
Oh, you were in a plane crash.
Yeah. On Bold and Beautiful with John McCook. That was fun.
Okay. So you were in a plane crash. Mm-hmm. And then how many people died? Obviously, you survived.
Yeah, it was... I think only the pilot, because he wasn't on contract.
Okay. Any, of course you had cat fights, like physical fights?
Oh, major.
Like the one with Megan and Heather.
Okay, come on.
Yes, I could have given you pointers. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, he is cute. Yeah, I go out with him.
Yes. Well, that, and
is he
that's,
single?
And that's present day, no, married with a lot of children.
Oh, okay.
Were you ever stranded on a deserted island?
Oh, my TV husband was while I was on a boat that blew up.
Okay, so your TV husband was stranded on an island, and then simultaneously you were on a boat that blew up. Did more people die? Did you swim to the island?
You know, I was kidnapped prior to the explosion, so I'm not sure who else was on the boat.
Wow. I mean, literally everything that could happen has happened to you.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Were you ever in a sanitarium or institutionalized? Have you ever been in jail?
5150?
No.
Okay.
No 5150.
Yeah. No 5150. No, I've retained my sanity for 40 years.
Oh, wow.
Shocking.
Were you ever like in any sort of trial?
No.
Convicted?
No. But my husband is the trial attorney.
Oh, I see. So he got you off.
Probably. If anything happened, he got me off.
She also said she's never had amnesia, which is always a running theme on these soaps.
Right. Which there's time.
Yeah.
Right?
There's still time for amnesia.
There's still time.
You've been in the hospital for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how many times do you think?
That was interesting.
Oh, you were in a coma.
I was in a coma. And they flew me home on a private plane. I was like, this blocking's fabulous. I get paid and I have to just lie here. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
what
I
a life
about
you've
the
led.
Coma.
Yeah.
So when you get these scripts, like, do you have any say in it? Like, do you ever say, hey, you know, I don't think do you ever have creative differences with the writers? Like, hey, my character would do this or say this or.
Not if you're smart.
That's why you've been there 40 years.
Yes.
You just shut the fuck up and you read it.
Well, I say, you know, what do you think? Or I could shut up and do it.
Yeah.
I always give them that option.
Okay.
And they're wonderful. They're actually really wonderful.
So obviously they like you if they've kept you 40 years.
I hope, or maybe they haven't noticed I'm still there.
But really, you seem to be agreeable, pretty agreeable with the producers and the writers, correct?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, our whole cast is. I mean, we have an incredible group of actors. You know, no one thinks they're, you know, top of the show or better than anyone. You know, like if you came, we'd know.
I would immediately cause division.
Completely. Yes, we'd know that you would think that you were better than everyone.
Absolutely.
And, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, same here. Our co-hosts, we all are so tight. We're all on the same text thread.
Yep.
Yes. Well, we are. All the actresses are on one text thread. First time. I mean, I had to think, how long have we had cell phones? But since we've had cell phones, it's the first time we've all been on one text thread. And it's really an amazing group.
I don't think you're going to probably, you probably won't tell me this because you, again, you are way too professional and diplomatic. But have there ever been actors or actresses over the years, 40 years,
yes,
that you were like, ugh, I wish they would get killed, written off, buried alive,
absolutely,
blown up on a boat? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. So would you just say it's like maybe a couple? Is it 10? Is it 20? Where you were really annoyed with these people?
One.
Only one in 40 years?
No. Annoyed. There could be more fingers involved.
Okay.
But
dead.
One, like, ooh, this is so hard.
Mm.
This is so hard. Oh, no, maybe two now. Now that I'm thinking back, I'm going to go with two.
Now, you're hot, so they put you in a lot of sex scenes, correct?
Well, I've been married, so not as many.
Okay, but you've hooked up with all these actors, these hot actors. No, on
television.
Yes, because you were married for 20-something years.
Yes, I was.
Bad breath, any of them get erections? Like, I'm just curious, like, any bad experiences? Or was that a good experience?
I've actually not, but you know, the funny quote that the guys say is, sorry if I do, sorry if I don't.
Right.
And has there ever been a sorry if I do?
I haven't. I'm really upset. I feel left out. Like, I've heard all these stories and I'm like, that never happened to me.
No. Oh,
that's
okay.
Unbelievable.
No, it's for
it's
sure
good.
Happened to you.
But let me
it's
tell
probably
you.
Small and you didn't feel it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But you know what? This is daytime. We don't, you know, although I've been watching Brighton and Melissa Ordway, and they have been having sex on the stairs everywhere. I was like,
oh,
where
lucky.
Was this when I was doing this stuff?
Wow.
I gotta start watching that one.
Oh,
different times.
Hot. They are hot.
Really? Who is this? Can we look them up?
Brighton James and Melissa Ordway. Wow.
So they're just everywhere.
Everywhere.
All the time.
Like sex all over the stage. I'm like, this is amazing.
Okay. Have you been ever witness? I don't need any names because you're not going to tell me anyway. Any like showmances going on Young and Restless over 40 years?
Well, hello.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
A lot.
Absolutely.
A lot.
Yes. And I'm in this great area of my dressing room. There's a lot of doors. Mm-hmm. And you can hear through the walls, people. Let me be the first to tell you.
And is it primarily actors hooking up, or is it actors and crew?
Oh, we've had it all.
Wow. So you've seen it all.
I've seen it all.
Have you seen any marriages end because of the showmances?
Yes.
Wow.
Jesus.
That's juicy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hang out with you after the show.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of questions.
All right. So we have about 2 minutes. Do you have anything else you want to say, Megan, before we go?
Yeah. I just want to say that I think that amongst grown-ups, conflict is inevitable, but also so is resolution. And I am very, very, very sorry for my actions on Saturday towards Heather. I take full accountability. I really do. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Great job, honey.
Thank you for being so open and honest and vulnerable, Megan. We really appreciate it. Tracy, thanks for coming back after 3 years.
So much fun.
We miss
you. I'll be back sooner, I promise.
You're so full of
shit. See you in 2026.
Now that you've broken me back in, I'm ready.
We roped you back in. Okay, good. Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in LA, a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.